All right, Marty Davalos killed it, man. Rode great. All day long, you were good. I don't know what happened on the break or whatever, but from the start of the first practice, you were great, and it paid off in a win.
Yeah, I've been struggling with some neck issues. I got put under last Friday. I haven't ridden Supercross since Indianapolis, actually. And they did an injection on my neck. I've been suffering with my arm quite a bit.
Was this from the crash early or before Supri?
This is the crash from last year in Dallas, you know, when I broke my neck. So there are symptoms that I'm experiencing this year that I never thought, like, the neck was going to do, which is, you know, the arm. But, yeah, things are a little better. I went to California. Mitch wanted me to come to California. I've seen a lot of doctors, a lot of time on, you know, and we decided to go in, and Dr. Kramer is the one that saw me and told me that I had some issues on my neck. So they went in and injected, and it released my arm a little bit. So there's a lot more work that I need to do, but tonight was definitely a step in the right direction. Good start. Obviously took advantage of the guys' mistakes, but, man, it's racing.
Yeah, no, and you've had that happen to you in the reverse many times, so it's not, you know, one gift for you is fine. Track, you liked it? Whoops were tough.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the reason why we test so much, you know. And the tracks need to be like that. The whoops need to be big like that and edgy. And I think you know, being consistent, and you know, sometimes I've crashed and stuff like that. But you know, when the tracks are too easy, it's just it doesn't separate anybody. And you know, Mitch and all them guys are spending so much money trying to get the bikes so good and ahead of the game. So I was pumped about tonight.
You had a big lead. Is it tough to sort of maintain the intensity, I guess, trying to go through lappers when you, I mean, your mechanic, I think at one point it was over 10 seconds.
Yeah, he, you know, I was just focusing on my own lap times and just trying to hit my marks. I didn't see any kind of danger coming. And about three or four laps ago, I seen Chase got into second, closed the gap a little bit, but I was managing. I still had 8 seconds. Last lap, I just decided to roll the whoops. Everybody freaked out. They were like, is this guy going to...
You did go pretty slow.
Yeah, but, you know, my first win in Atlanta in 2000, I don't remember when it was, I almost freaking crashed.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, I'm not taking that you know, that chance, especially with the whoops being so challenging.
So this bet... you're 10 up on Amart, and you told me this morning that maybe you might come and dirty up the shop, watch me clean it.
Man, if that's the case, I'm gonna show up. But right. There's still a lot of racing, you know. Yeah. Alex is a good guy. I like him a lot. And, yeah, so hopefully you pay the bet.
Yeah, it's looking good. But, hey, nice job tonight. You rode really well. And if your neck and everything gets even better, you could sweep this thing going out.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we still got a lot of racing to do, a lot of work, and I know we're going into some outdoor testing, so I'm excited about that and excited for the break.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.